My neighborhood growing up wasn't the nicest. Everyone who lived there was there because they couldn't afford anywhere else, not because they wanted to live there. A lot of the houses were extremely small and old, and even the businesses in the town had trouble staying open for more than a year or two. When I was young, it was pretty common for us to go to these houses and businesses that had been abandoned and just mess around in them. The police had to have known this was going on, since every kid in town was doing it, but they didn't do anything about it. Anyway, when I was really young, my elementary school shut down, and the building was never repurposed. So when I was older and exploring these rundown places, I was intrigued to see what the school looked like now. On a Saturday night, my buddy Ryan and I went to the school. We didn't have cars, so we had to walk about 4 miles from his house to get there. This building, even before it was abandoned, I always found a little bit creepy. It was on the edge of town, buried in the woods with a chain-link fence around it. It just really did not seem like a place for an elementary school. We climbed over and went to the side of the building to see if there was a window to get in from. Lucky for us, almost every window had already been smashed open. I jumped in first, followed by Ryan. The first thing we did was just stand there and listen to hear if anyone else was inside. There was this very loud, hollow creaking noise the building was making, but it sounded like we were alone. We walked down the hallway, peeking into some of the rooms. It was a very strange feeling to be back at the school after so many years and see it in such horrible condition. We passed maybe 3 rooms, walking slowly and quietly, before a sudden thud echoed throughout the entire building. We stopped and looked at each other, but no more sounds came. Ryan said it was probably just a building settling in on its own weight, and we continued down the hallway. A lot of the rooms were either empty or just had a bunch of chairs lined up in them, but nothing really interesting. That was until we got to the next hallway, deeper into the school. This hallway had chairs scattered throughout, blocking the way through. We had to push them aside just to get to the rooms. The first room was locked, so we went down to the second room on the left side and looked in, seeing what looked like clothes hanging from the ceiling. I walked in and looked at it, unsure why or how those got there. After a moment, I wondered why Ryan hadn't said anything and if he was seeing what I saw. I turned around, and as my head moved across the room, I caught a glimpse of a figure in the far back. I shot my eyes to the far wall, seeing a disheveled man staring at us as he stood with something in his hand. To make it all worse, he had almost no clothing on. I quickly glanced at Ryan, who had his eyes fixed on the man as well, before he grabbed my arm and pulled me back into the hallway. Immediately, we heard something metal being thrown across the room toward the door we were at, followed by a horrific scream. We sprinted down the hallway and out the first open window we saw, then ran as far away as we could before losing our breath. On the rest of the walk home, we put the pieces together and realized the man was likely holding a knife, which was probably what he tried throwing at us. Considering his unstable state, it's likely the man was really dangerous, and had we stayed any longer or not noticed him, we might have not made it out. When I was a kid, between the ages of 14 to 16, me and my friends were really into hanging out anywhere other than our houses. Most of the time, we would go to some fast food place and chill there, or just find some spot in the woods near the park. I guess we were at that age where we wanted to be alone and not have people looking over our shoulders all the time. The only problem with this was that on the weekends, when we'd be out late, most stores and dining areas closed before we were ready to call it a night. During winter break one year, we ran into this problem a lot. We'd go to the parks to hang out, only to find that even in the late hours of the night, there would be multiple other groups that had the same idea. Then one night, my friend JT brought up his parents' old farmhouse, saying it could be a cool spot to explore and that nobody else would be there. He'd mentioned it a few times before this, but we never thought much of it until that night. JT drove me and my other friend, Paul, out into what looked like the middle of nowhere, arriving at a wooden fence. The fence was closed off with a chain, since it was a private property, and JT didn't have the key to it, so we parked and hopped over it. From the edge of the wooden fence, though, the first thing I realized was that I couldn't see the farmhouse. Yeah, it was dark out and there were no lights anywhere, but I couldn't even make out the shape of the house in any direction. JT started walking, leading the way on a rough gravel path as he explained why his parents even had the place to begin with. He said it was his grandparents' farmhouse, but when they died, they passed it down to his parents. Apparently it was in horrible condition, and his parents didn't know what to do with it, so they just kept it. That was almost 10 years ago. Nobody had done any maintenance or even checked up on it in over a decade. We walked down this path, following JT for a good 10 minutes before we could finally see the house. Even from just the outline of it in the dark, you could tell it was in bad shape. Part of the roof was dipping inward like it was about to collapse, and some of the siding panels were hanging from the wood. All of us were quiet now, just looking at it as we walked closer. When we got up to the front of the house, the door was covered by a large sheet of wood, so we went around to the back where the door was completely missing. We each turned on our phone flashlights and stepped inside. Surprisingly, the place wasn't really trashed like we thought it'd be. Most of the furniture and stuff didn't seem to have been moved very much. It was extremely dusty though, and our phone lights were not the best, so maybe it just looked better than it was. We split up after a minute, just walking around the first floor and looking. I entered a hallway on the left side of the house and began walking down, when suddenly, someone walked past the end of the hallway. I froze, and out of panic, I called out JT, as if it was maybe him, but I already knew it wasn't. The man I saw, although it was dark, was much taller and thinner than either of my friends. I stepped back and started to go where I'd last seen the two of them. When I turned around the corner and held up my light, both JT and Paul were standing in the middle of the room, looking away from me. I stepped into the room and looked where their lights were pointing. At the edge of the light, the man was standing and staring right back at them. It was like they were all frozen in fear, unsure of what to make of the situation.
"Guys, let's just leave,"
I said shakily, but trying to act calm so the guy didn't do anything. But that must have triggered everyone's reactions, because suddenly, we were all sprinting to the back door and running out into the open field. I can't even say for sure if the man chased us out, but JT says he was confident he heard footsteps right behind him. We pretty much ran straight back to the car and drove off, not taking any more risks. I think we can all assume that the man was just a squatter or homeless person defending the place he calls home, but without a good look at him, it's hard to say for sure. JT said he'd tell his parents about it so they could lock down the farmhouse, but he never went through with it because he was worried about getting in trouble for going there. Whatever happened that night remains the most horrifying experience I've had. And if JT was right, and the man was trying to chase us, then we got really lucky to have all gotten out unharmed. This was only a year ago. At the time, it had been a while since my last camping trip, and for a few months leading up to this, I was just really wanting to get out and camp like I always used to do. I finally had gotten some time off work and planned out a trip right away. There were some mountains not far, about a 2 hours drive from me, and there were plenty of trails on it. I scrolled through the pictures, but eventually just decided to choose once I got there. I wasn't too worried about the trail, and really just wanted to sit by my tent and relax for most of the time. I drove up to the mountain with 4 days worth of camping supplies and food. This wasn't really a popular mountain that people came to a lot, so there weren't many parking areas. I ended up finding a dirt plot on the side of the road and parked there, then got out and started walking along the road until I got to one of the camping trails. On the very grayed out map, it showed that the trail went a few miles into the forest and up the mountain, then split into three different paths that led to camping spots. I figured this would work, so I started the hike. It took just under 2 hours to get to the three paths. I saw no difference, so I just went with the left one. About 30 minutes later, I came up to the camping grounds. All it was an open area with less trees. Nobody else was there, and it didn't exactly look like anyone had been there in a long time. Everything had grown over, to the point where if there wasn't a direct path leading to this place, it would just look like any other spot in the forest. I tossed my bags down by one of the trees and built up my tent, then sat on a log and ate my lunch. After that, I kind of just sat there, writing in my journal and listening to the birds. Once the sun was starting to get lower, I had to get a fire going to keep me warm, so I got up and walked around the perimeter of the camping grounds to find sticks to use, but not too far from my tent, I found something strange. A path leading off into the woods. Not a regular trail though, this was very clearly a footpath formed by someone walking that same route over and over. Usually these types of paths grow over quickly when not used, so the fact that it was so clear and noticeable was odd. I finished collecting sticks and prepped the campfire, but something about that path made me feel uneasy, and I just wanted to check what it was before camping the night right next to it. I grabbed my bag and started following the thin path. The more I walked on it, the more sure I was that someone was here recently. After a 15-minute walk, I reached the end. Out in the woods just beyond the path, there was a small cabin. It looked like it was decaying and abandoned. The wood was splintering, with entire boards missing, and the door was left wide open. I walked up to it and looked around, wondering why a footpath would lead to an abandoned hut in the woods. It was too far for someone to just stumble upon it. Curious, I peered in through the doorway. It was dark inside, and I couldn't really see much, but I could tell that it wasn't empty. There were things in there. I was about to take a step inside, but a sudden voice from behind me startled me away.
"Leave. Go away,"
a man said sternly, almost angrily. I faced him, standing about 10 feet away. The man told me again to leave, and without saying a word, I did as he said. As I walked away, I looked back once, seeing the man standing at the end of the path and watching me to make sure I was leaving. Once I got back to my tent, it was already dark out, but I was not going to stay there. I quickly packed up and left, dangerously hiking in the pitch black with just a flashlight until I got back to my car. I don't know what was going on there, but what frightened me so much was that I was immediately sure that the man I saw did not live there. He was wearing regular, clean clothes and had no signs of even being out there for more than a couple days, which makes me question why he was out there and why he needed me to leave. And how did the footpath form if he didn't live there? Or was there someone else that did? The whole thing has me asking 100 questions, and I don't think there's ever going to be answers.